Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
This is John Batchelor. It is 1972, March. The Soviet Union launches another Venus probe, Venera 72, A and B. A reaches the surface of Venus, and here Anatoly Zak of Russian SpaceWeb answers the question from my colleague David Livingston, how long it lived on the surface and what experiments they were able to do and get data back. 1972, more than 50 years ago, Roscosmos, surface of Venus. Anatoly, much more of this later about the Venera missions of 1972.
So for at the time when they launched V-72, they were kind of tens of minutes. They existed at that time for between half an hour and hour, the different ones. And they were making progress there. They were making those missions more survivable. So at the time of Venera 8, they already reached around half an hour on the surface, and between 20 minutes and half an hour, and they were striving kind of to work there for 1 hour. And that later they, in fact, achieved that kind of milestone, because that's what they needed to do soil analysis experiments and to do photography on the surface. But that was later in 1975. So, but this one also survived on the surface for tens of minutes, and that was enough to essentially transmit very reliable data during the entire descent. So they saw how the temperature rising in the atmosphere, how the pressure rising, and when it landed on the surface, it continued sending the data, and they saw very good information about, they did some chemical analysis of the atmosphere as well. For example, they measured the amount of ammonia, which was in the atmosphere, which was important as well. And they also did some, they bound some radio waves off the surface, and they got some preliminary data about the kind of nature of the surface, which was at least at that particular landed site.